news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Wall Street on Wednesday suffered its worst day of the year. The Dow dropped 800 points after the bond market showed, for the first time in more than a decade, an inverted yield curve. Huh? Well, that's an indicator that has preceded every recession in modern history. MSNBC's Ali Velshi explains.
In the simplest of terms, this is a plot of interest rates of bonds that have different maturity dates. So if you buy a bond and you're only going to be invested for under 5 years, your interest rate's going to be pretty low. If you're prepared to commit money for a longer period of time, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, in theory, the longer you loan your money for, the better an interest rate you get, right? That's a normal yield curve. When the yield curve goes flat, it means that bonds of different maturity rates, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years, they're stable. You get the same rate no matter how long you invest your money. This is a sign that an economic slowdown might be coming, a flat yield curve. If the long-term interest rates are below short-term interest rates, this is called an inverted yield curve. The last time we saw one of these inverted yield curves was right before the last recession hit in late 2007. I'm not trying to scare anyone with this information. I'm trying to explain to you that this does tend to be a warning sign of things to happen.
The conservative Wall Street Journal editorial board blasted the Trump administration and advisor Peter Navarro for being the driving force behind policies that appear to be driving the entire world's economy into recession. The editorial began bluntly, quote, "After we warned last week that U.S. trade policy was courting recession, White House aide Peter Navarro took to Fox Business to denounce us for sounding like the People's Daily, the Chinese communist propaganda arm. That was novel, as criticisms of these columns go, but perhaps Mr. Navarro would care to comment again after Wednesday's recession warning from the bond and equity markets. Are they commies too?" The editorial concluded with a few stern words to Trump himself. Quote, "Stop the trade threats by tweet. Call a tariff truce with China, Europe, and the rest of the world while negotiations resume with a goal of reaching a deal by the meeting of Pacific nations in November. Someone should tell Mr. Trump that incumbent presidents who preside over recessions within 2 years of an election rarely get a second term." Well, a suspect was finally taken into custody Wednesday night, ending an 8-hour shooting standoff in Philadelphia that left 6 police officers wounded. It all started when police went to a row house with a narcotics warrant. Some of the officers were in the kitchen of the house when the shooter began firing and police shot back. The gunman continued firing intermittently at police, sometimes shooting out of a window. Some of the officers escaped, but others were trapped in the home with the shooter. They were later rescued by a SWAT team. The wounded officers had non-life-threatening injuries and all have been released from the hospital. Well, after speculation that Israel would bar certain American Congress people from entering the country, it has actually happened. Benjamin Netanyahu has officially blocked U.S. Congressman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib from entering Israel ahead of a planned weekend visit. A senior Israeli government official said that if Tlaib, an American of Palestinian heritage, made a special humanitarian request to visit her family in the occupied West Bank, then, quote, it would be considered favorably. Omar and Tlaib, who have both been outspoken critics of Israel and support a boycott movement against the country, are slated to arrive on Sunday. Their trip is being planned by MIFTA, a nonprofit organization headed by Palestinian lawmaker and longtime peace negotiator Hanan Ashrawi. More than 400 lawsuits were filed in New York Wednesday as part of a new child sex abuse law in the state. The New York Child Victims Act lets adult survivors of child sexual abuse sue an abuser or a negligent institution, no matter how long ago the abuse took place. The law instituted a 1-year period for the filing of lawsuits, which began Wednesday. A state court official said so many lawsuits are expected that 45 judges have been set aside to deal with the cases. Uniformed members of the People's Armed Police Force with riot shields and batons have been observed amassing, as well as numerous semi-militarized vehicles stationed at the city's Bay Sports Center on Wednesday. Many believe the move is intended to send a message to protesters in Hong Kong. The People's Armed Police Force is the 1.5 million member paramilitary force the government regularly deploys to quell protests within China's borders. Ugh, he's back. Or more accurately, He never left. Racist Representative Steve King of Iowa, while defending not allowing exceptions for abortion in cases of rape or incest, said generations of people would not be here without rape and incest. Huh?
What if it was okay, and what if we went back through all the family trees and just pulled those people out that were products of rape and incest? Would there be any population of the world left if we did that? Considering all the wars and all the rape and pillage that's taken place and whatever happened in culture after society, I know I can't certify that they're not part of a product of that. And I'd like to think every one of the lives of us are as precious as any other life. And that's our measure. Human life cannot be measured. It is the measure itself against which all things are weighed.
Congressman Steve King is a white supremacist who shared his racist views in an interview with the New York Times. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. For more information, go to NicoleSandler.com and click on Donate.